Showdown Sunday is set to showcase the opportunities available in women's hockey. The SATE Trojans and Medicine Hat College Rattlers will lock horns in Alberta College's athletic conference action for the Women's Hockey Showdown on October 6 at Okotoks Vikings Rentals Center. It's a great initiative to highlight two ACAC teams in the Okotoks draw zone and showcase the ACAC as a potential avenue to pursue after minor hockey, said SATE head coach Amanda McLeod, an Okotokian and OOAA alumna. The game, hosted by the Okotoks Oilers Athletic Association and Okotoks Minor Hockey Association in partnership with SATE, is a 4 p.m. puck drop. UA and OMHA are very excited to be hosting this game in partnership with SATE, and we hope to make an annual event in our community, said Jennifer Dusto, OMHA Senior Female Director. Female hockey is growing at fast rate, and we feel that this will only continue now that these young ladies have a professional league, PWHL, to aspire to play in. Okotoks has a prosperous hockey program from minor, to AA, AAA, Junior A, B and a female junior team. This is an opportunity to showcase the ACAC in Okotoks, and we are hoping to pack the rink for this event. McLeod can speak to opportunities in the sport firsthand. The gritty forward played with the AAA Raiders program in her youth and ended up playing 4 years of NCAA hockey at Penn State University. Prior to taking on the SATE coaching role in 2022, McLeod coached in the OOAA at the U18 and U15 levels. Seeing the growth of women's hockey over the past few years has been great, especially in my hometown, McLeod said. The support from OOAA and OMHA members doesn't go unnoticed as they actively look to grow the female game for up-and-coming players and coaches. It's inspiring and makes me proud to call myself an OOAA alum. The Trojans feature two players from the community in Kaylin Eason and Alex Bomback on this year's roster. As part of the event, the OMHA U11 girls team will take part in the warm-up and national anthem. The first intermission will showcase Okotoks U9 team in a scrimmage, and the second intermission will put the Rocky Mountain U15A Raiders in a shoot-to-win contest. Following the game, the SATE athletes will be in the upper concourse for autograph and photo opportunities. For more information, go to uoilairhockey.ca.